I'm never one to put the blame all on one person, but like our date, for example, I'm like, okay, first we have to, you know, survive the villa. Then we gotta, you know, do long distance. Then we gotta, you know, date in the same city. Then we move in together. But then watching the clip back, she goes and tells the girls, he said he wants to move in with me. And that makes the girls look at me some type of way as the love bombing, where that's not at all what happened. Do you feel like I love bomb you by definition of love bombing?
To some capacity, yes, I do.
Okay. But you know, like, the definition of love bombing has to involve intent and manipulation?
People don't have to do it intentionally. You can love bomb unintentionally.
Okay, so if you saying I love you twice in 3 days, and then me saying, yo, sometimes I do too much, I'm be overbearing, let me know if I'm tripping, and you say, no, you're doing fine, how am I love bombing you if I'm coming to you and asking you, yo, I think I'm doing too much, am I? And you say no. And then also at the same time, I'm not doing enough. So with those three facts alone, in my eyes, I can't be love bombing you, because those all contradict what love bombing is, from my point of view.
Well, yeah, I felt all the emotions. Like, when you would tell me things, like, I've truly felt those emotions.
They were real.
Yeah, sure. I felt those emotions.
I didn't love bomb you. I just wanted to, like, explain why to everyone else that said I was love bombing.